we just have an abundance of midfield players. We're looking to bring one more in. Didn't see the point in Chrissy being around. We loaned him out last year. As he come back from his injury, he wasn't going to get a game with us. So, you know, it's good for his career and the right decision for the club.
I suppose the obvious question is will the fact that Lines has moved out help you bring somebody else in?
Well, it helps in a way because, as you know, the chairman stated and everything else, we have to cut our cloth accordingly. And if we're going to work within a budget, then, you know, once we've reached that budget to bring players in, we've got to move people out to give us a bit of breathing space to bring someone else in. So that's just the life of a football club. There's nothing sinister and going on or whatever. It's just the way it works. And we'll be continuing to do that, you know, forever. It's not just going to happen now. It will be done forever.
Is there anybody else who's going to be joining him? I know there's a few others who may be available to move on. Is anything imminent there, do you think?
No, there's one or two things and one or two inquiries, like there always is in a football club. But at the moment, there's nothing for definite. But, you know, there will be one or two more that go out and hopefully one or two more that come in.
Jermaine Johnson has re-signed. He signed his one-year deal and that's all been firmed up this week. That seemed like a deal that was going to be done ever since the end of the season, really.
Yeah, it was just JJ went away on international duty. He came back into the country yesterday. He needed to get his work permit. And then he still needs to get down to the Home Office and get that, which he's now got, and he signed straight away. So there was never any danger of JJ not re-signing. It was just the timing of it, and with being away with Jamaica just made it difficult. I mean, I would have liked to have gone across and signed him over there, but for some reason they decided to wait for him to come back.
Yeah, we'd have loved to go and interview him out there as well. When you look at that, sort of the three players you've got there now, with Magoma, Antonio and Johnson, that looks like a real threat for you next season.
Yeah, it's pace, but it's not only pace, it's good quality as well. And, you know, even though JJ is 33 plus, he's still got a lot to learn at this level. And, you know, Mikhail looks strong in training. He's getting back to the way he was, and again, it's a learning curve for him. And Jax has come in, and you know, looks quality from what we've seen, and you know, hopefully he'll fulfil what potential we all thought he had.
Can they all play in the same team, and how do you think that would shape out if they did?
Well, we certainly have some pace. There's no reason why they can't. I mean, Jax can play in a couple of positions. Mikhail can play in a couple and so can JJ, so good rotation for us, and we're still looking to bring in, you know, another forward, so there'll be plenty of competition, and that's healthy for the football club.
Obviously at this time of year the fans want to know what you're doing in the transfer market. You like to keep things close to your chest, but is anything close at the moment?
Yeah, there could be one or two things happening over the next week. We're still in the market for certain players. We've still got an A list as such because they haven't gone. They're waiting to keep all their options open. We've still got one or two trialists in that we are looking at and done really well. And, you know, over the next couple of weeks, hopefully, if not before we go to Portugal, certainly when we come back from Portugal, we'll have our full competent players that we want.
I suppose it's important to stress that you are working constantly on this. The fans maybe don't appreciate that sometimes because it is a bit quiet at the moment, but you are working behind
everywhere.
The scenes.
It's quiet everywhere. It's players, clubs, they're all looking for the best deals. No one's going to let... They'll wait and wait and wait. I mean, there might be one or two clubs, say, in the Premiership that are looking at the players they've got, whether they want to loan them out. So we're in there fighting with everybody else. But because somebody, you know, goes and buys a player or gets a player on free, locally or whatever, doesn't mean they're the players for us. You know, they're the players for them, they're not for us. So what we've got to do is just keep monitoring and keep working and keep trying to get the right players for this football club.
You know the way it is, I have to throw a couple of names at you, and Kenwyn Jones's name just keeps popping up all over the place, and the fans want us to find out whether there's anything in that one. Is he a player that you've been looking at?
Well, Kenwyn Jones is a player that I'm sure a lot of football clubs would want, and we're no different to that. But the problem with Kenwyn Jones is he's on far too much money than we can afford. So I think with certainly with Kenwyn, he would be looking more for Premiership than Championship. And I would doubt whether there'd be many clubs within the Championship that would be able to afford his wages unless they broke the bank for him. So, yes, of course, we would love a player of that quality. But we certainly couldn't afford Kenwyn Jones at this moment in time.
And the other player that is talked about a lot is Kevin Davis. And it seems that he is going to make some kind of a decision at the end of this week on his future. will he be signing for Sheffield Wednesday, do you think?
Well, the decision's not just Kevin's, it'll be ours as well, so it has to be mutual. Kevin is someone that we spoke to, and at the moment we're keeping all our options open, and we'll continue to do that. Just waiting on a certain thing that the chairman's green light on one or two other things, and once that's given, then we can move. And if that involves Kevin, that'll be absolutely fantastic, because he is a quality player, he is a senior player, and he'd be not just good on the pitch, he'd be good off the pitch. But I mean, no decision has been made yet, because you know the chairman's away at the moment and we're away down at Burton, so when we come back over the weekend we'll get our heads together and then we'll see where we are and what stage we are.
How useful has that time at Burton been, do you think, this week?
Well, we weren't able to get on our pitches here because, you know, over the summer they had some really bad days just after they'd seeded the pitches, and they're probably about 2 weeks behind, 3 weeks behind, but the ground staff are working really hard. So rather than us go on and damage them for the rest of the season, we've gone down to Burton for 4 days and it's been excellent because the pitches there are magnificent, the facilities, and the lads have really enjoyed it and they've worked hard, and we've got a game on Saturday behind closed doors which will be the first game that we've played.
What do you try and get out of a game like that? Is it just to give everybody maybe 45 minutes to have a look at certain players?
Yeah, it's not just have a look at certain players, it's see what level of fitness you're at. We're nowhere near ready to go into a full 90-minute game, so we'll probably use 20-odd players. So will the opposition, and it's just getting them back amongst bodies. You know, someone like Mikhail back on the pitch amongst bodies and running around and a bit of contact and everything else. But also, we've just got to be wary that we've only been back a week and we're playing a very, very strong side who are, you know, in the Champions League. So we'll probably get a bit of a chasing, but it'll aid our benefit within our, you know, programme at this moment in time on fitness.
I had a chance to speak to Martin Taylor earlier this week, and he said that the lads have come back in really good shape. They are quite fit considering they've had a summer break. How pleased are you with them so far?
Since day one, I mean, you know, we could probably stop now the training and give them a week off, to be fair, because they have come back. They all look good. They've all come back. Body fats have been excellent. The timings on the runs that we set, the programme we set in close season, they've all adhered to. But you know, they should do. They're paid professionals, and there's no reason why. I'd have been disappointed if they hadn't come back. Alex, you know, he's really pleased. We changed it. We had a little bit of variety in the week. We brought in Johnny Nelson for a bit of boxing and sparring. You know, everyone thinks, oh, boxing, what's that got to do with it? Upper body, core work is, you know, there's no difference in their training to ours. And the lads really enjoyed it, and it was an excellent, and it was just a very, and we'll be using him probably more often just for that type of work, quick feet, whatever. You know, we've introduced yoga, we've got Pilates, there's everything that's in there, but they've come back really well and they're really enjoying it. But, you know, the hard stuff starts now with the games and just getting them used to a full-size pitch, because although it's not long since they finished, it's amazing that, you know, you can do all the running in the world, but you can get onto a full-size pitch and all of a sudden you're knackered after 5 minutes. So it's just getting their lungs used to it again. And as one or two of the young players, giving them an experience, the young first-year pros, they've looked really good in training. They've all come back good. So, it's been enjoyable, because you know, we're not moaning and groaning that we've got to shed a few pounds off somebody else somewhere along the way. So they're all fighting for places and there's a lot of competition there.
You like to look at one or two players, you know, constantly. You've got people coming in for trialists. So you're looking at one or two now?
Yeah, we've got about three in at the moment. two for senior level, one for development squad. And they've all done really well. They have done very, very well. And, you know, again, they continue to do that, then you know we'll have a decision to make after the weekend.
So you think it'll be as soon as that? Do you? You'll make
yeah, we have to, because the players we've got them in for the week, the 10 days, and we have to make decisions on them. But they've done really well.